You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. It's a Red Friday in Chiefs Kingdom as we get geared up for the big matchup against the Chargers on Sunday. Andy Reid spoke to the media to give a final injury update, and we also heard from running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, as well as center Creed Humphrey. So we'll start there with head coach Andy Reid. We'll take a quick timeout, and when we get back, you'll hear from Clyde Edwards-Helaire and center Creed Humphrey. Here's Andy Reid.
Let me just give you this real quick on the injury part of it. So Frank Clark strained his hamstring yesterday during practice. Tarvarius Ward showed up today with a strained quad. So both of them are getting treatment. We'll just have to see where we go from there. All right. Other than that, everybody practiced today. So look forward to the challenge of playing the Chargers. And we know they're a heck of a football team. And so we've got a good week of prep and we'll be ready to go. Time's yours on this.
So first, the Herbie TOP. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon.
Hey, Herbie.
With Frank Clark, obviously hamstrings can be tricky. How do you find that balance of wanting to get him on the field, but also making sure that that hamstring does heal properly?
Yeah, so it's the other hamstring, Harvey. So, yeah. So it's a different one. Yeah. So that one was pretty healed. Yeah. He's been healed. I mean, he's healed. Our trainers stay on top of all that. So we don't put guys out there if they can't go.
Let's go next to Harold Kuntz. Go ahead, Harold.
Andy, you're about to compete against a coach that's 38 years old. I just wonder, you know, we always talk about the young generation of quarterbacks, but the young generation of coaches, especially now that you have to face this one twice a year, just what's that like for you going up against coaches that, you know, may not have had the same NFL pedigree coming up to get to a head coach like you are, the same way that things have been done when your day to now?
Yeah, so I think it's great for the league. I think the influx of young guys is tremendous. This kid here, I mean, he's a good football coach. So everywhere he's been successful and done a nice job. So and he's got, you know, I've been watching his team here and they play well. But I think, listen, in general, I just tell you, I think it's good for the league. I feel the same way about the quarterbacks coming in. I think that's tremendous. I was that at one time, many moons ago. So, you know, I understand how it goes, but I think it's great.
Let's go next to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
I wanted to follow up on Coach Staley. I mean, does he have a stamp on the team yet? I mean, does it feel like it's a different looking Chargers team than before? Or how long does it take when you were a young coach to kind of put your stamp on a team?
Yeah, well, I think you do. You put your mark on it right away. I mean, you know, he's letting his personality show and to his players, and you know, they've worked here now for a few months, so. You can see it with it. His defense is different, similar but different, and the guys are looks like they're really responding to it. So
next to Matt Derrick. Good, Matt.
Hey, Coach. Some of the guys, coaches and players alike, mentioned that, you know, you gave a presentation speech on Tuesday, kind of setting the tone for the week and a new mindset. Would you mind telling us a little bit of maybe what you shared with the team and what you saw from them during practice this week that saw you responding?
Yeah, Matt, listen, I mean, I just try to shoot the guys straight. I think over the years I've tried to do that. And I think this one was pretty obvious on the things that we need to fix. And so we talked. And, you know, the talking's over now. I mean, we got to play, right? So I'm not one that stands up and does a lot of that. As a matter of fact, talking to you guys is about as much as I do right here. So I try to keep it short and sweet and to the point and move on. And listen, the guys have practiced well this week.
We'll go last to our friends from the Nordic region. Go ahead, Sarin.
Yeah, thanks. Coach Reed, our football analysts have detected a difference in the way that some of your opponents are defending against you as they're trying to limit the deep passes in your offense. Do you see that as well, and how do you overcome these challenges?
Yeah, so they are. By the way, great having you on. And the teams do that. They play us a little deeper than what we used to see when teams were playing more man coverage with zone coverages, and they make you drive the length of the field and work that and try to take away your deep balls. Now, we've been lucky enough to have some pretty good plays and good players to be able to make some big gains. But, teams are trying, they're attempting to do that for sure.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, take care now.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You just heard from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. Now here's Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, followed by center Creed Humphrey.
Hey, Clyde. Stemming from the last game, everyone kind of knows what happened. What was the conversation like with Eric Bieniemy this week and him kind of throwing his support behind you?
Coach EB is always going to have his input and ultimately just have his support system. He played the position. He knows, he knows what comes with the position, and he knows, what I need to do to execute. So as far as having a conversation, everything's going to be pretty much straightforward. I'm not one of those guys that likes gray area. Everything with me is pretty much black and white. So as far as shooting it straight, that's what we did. Went in there, talked about it, and then continued to do what we was going to do week in and week out. So that's pretty much it.
Let's go next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Clyde. Coach Andy Reid said on Monday that some of the issues with the run game is a matter of the running backs getting used to the offensive line. How has that process gone for you guys? And how soon would you like to see some kind of cohesion between the blocking and the scheme and the running?
Like I said, in past interviews before, everything is kind of like a building blocks of process. And we all know how this game goes. Every week is something different. But there are times that you're going to get multiple looks just the same. But as far as gelling with O-line and gelling with those guys up front, I mean, as far as what we've been showcasing and practicing, everything's been looking smooth. It's really just about pinpointing the things that we need to on film, those small things that some might see that miss the eye to others that really don't know the scheme. The time we have our meetings is pretty much running backs and O-line. When it is time to have the run game meetings, everything is pretty much straightforward. We just got to keep chopping the wood in order to do the things that we want to in the run game.
Let's go next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Clyde, you were asked a minute ago about what you and Bieniemy talked about after the game against Baltimore. What about your teammates? What kind of feedback have you gotten from those guys after the fumble?
As far as teammates as a whole or specifically, I mean, for the most part, man, we're not a team that's going to point fingers. As soon as the game was over, it was, you know, we all understand that we have a job. I understand what I needed to do at the moment. Everybody understands, you know, the things that they needed to correct and or do. And from that point on, it was all positive reinforcement. You know, we're not going to pinpoint something at the time. You know, it shouldn't have happened as far as me doing my job at the time. But, you know, there's points, you know, where things going to happen. And for the most part, you know, the positive reinforcement from everybody was, man, it was going to happen. You know, not necessarily saying it was bound to happen, but play running back, you get the ball, you know, handed to you a lot. So at some point, you know, you're going to have a fumble. It was just the fact of the time when it did happen. You know, everybody kind of came around me and gave me that positive reinforcement just to let me know. Even Pat, Trav, just the whole offense, just kind of putting it in my head like, man, it sucks that it happened, but ultimately it was your first one. So from that, we move on and keep chopping the wood that we need to.
Go next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Clyde, you mentioned that you saw some things maybe small that can obviously make a big improvement. I just wonder, what do you think are maybe that one or two small thing that you think can translate to success on Sunday? And what lessons do you think will, you know, last week's game serve you in the long-term course of this season?
As far as those small things, I mean, you can't directly pinpoint one thing because each run is going to have, you know, something different. Every run is not exactly the same. But from the things that I can possibly do, you know, just I would say be a little bit more decisive on my part. And from that point, just kind of play my game. You know, I was brought in for a reason as far as the skill set and everything that we talked about. Even EB and I talked about it this week. The things that I can do and showcase, you know, we need to put it on display. And then from that point, just move forward. You know, it was the second game of the season. And from this point, you know, the only way that he told me, you know, that we can go from this point is up. So I never really looked down as far as how I perform and or the things that I do. Always just been like a heads up kind of guy. Always been doubted. And I just kind of keep it rolling.
Got four more. We're going to go right down the line, starting with Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Clyde, I don't really mean to be bringing this fumble back up, but we didn't get a chance to talk to you after the game or during the week. That's just the world we live in now with the Zooms. But did you feel technically you were holding the ball the way you're supposed to hold it? Because we couldn't really kind of see on the replay. Was there anything wrong with that? And I've got a quick follow-up.
I mean, as far as me looking at it, it was a run to the left side. As far as me having my pocket and everything, as far as getting the ball, left hand down, right hand over the top. From that point, getting the ball, you know, the defensive guy made a great play. I mean, as soon as everything kind of came to view sight or viewing, you know, he had already had his inside hand punching the ball. So, like I said, at that point, it's 4 minutes. I could have had two hands on the ball a little quicker. But like I said, we look at it, made the adjustments at that time, and that was pretty much it.
And a lot of Chiefs fans remember. You don't remember this because you were in college at this point, but Kareem Hunt fumbled his very first
carry, and then he handled his business. Yeah, exactly.
Now, you got to wait a whole week, though, right? So what's it been like to not be able to go back out there right away and try to make it right? You know what I mean?
You know, I would say, you know, his situation, my situation, you know, I never like to compare to everybody's situations. But as far as me having a week, everybody copes and deal with things in their own way. So, you know, I would say just me really having time to really just, I would say, watch the film like I always do and make the corrections like I do every week. It was, as far as me having having my routine, now I'm a routine guy from mom, dad on down, Marine, Army background, everything that I do, I've pretty much done the same thing. Week in and week out, even, you know, dating back to last year, everything was pretty much rolling up until up until my injury. So I'm not a guy that kind of, if one bad things happen, I kind of, you know, forget my training and then, you know, everything goes in a panic mode. That's not me. I kind of lock in, pinpoint it, you know, tunnel vision, and then go out and do my job like I'm supposed to.
Next to Harold Kuntz. Go ahead, Harold.
I'll make it quick so our Nordic friends can get a question in. Quite simply, Clyde, when you're seeing yourself on tape, is there anything that you kind of beat yourself up and say, oh man, I should have done this a lot better right now? Or is it just kind of, you, like you say, 111, keep moving forward?
You know, I can only speak for myself, but you probably could ask every player in the NFL, is there times that they look on film or even a play that they felt like it was a good play, that they felt like they can do something better in the time of that. I mean, there's times that I know I'm going to go out and even watch today's practice when I get home and just say like, oh man, damn, I probably could have did that a little better or a little quicker, just because that's just the nature of it. You know, as far as everything that's going on the field, you at times you feel like you could have done something, but you know, in general, the human can only tap into about 10% of their brain at a time to really kind of execute what they need to. So really just telling myself that I can kind of unlock more and keep going. You know, that's kind of like my mindset. I know at some point, you know, the I can continue to go harder, but it's kind of human nature to kind of stop where they feel uncomfortable.
Go last two, Karen and Seren. Go ahead, Karen.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Hey, Clyde. Having said all this stuff, looking at the Chargers defense, how do you feel that you can run against them? Tell me a little bit about what you see with them and maybe what opportunities you might be able to take advantage of.
Yes, just watching watching their game, watching film all week, and even doing a little studying from last week when they played Dallas. You know, there are times where they play a zone, like a real soft zone defense, and there are multiple opportunities as far as being able to get the ball north and south and kind of run those downhill inside zone kind of runs if we can get those opportunities and those looks. But you know, just having our offense and having the things that we can do, you know, that helps it extremely coming off of RPO. You know, having the ability to possibly run the ball in those soft zones, and then if they kind of, you know, clamp down inside, then we do our job as far as Pat and the guys outside. We kind of make magic in that standpoint.
And we'll go last to our friends in the Nordic region. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Clyde. I want to ask you about the RPOs. What do the RPOs bring to your offense, and what are your roles as a running back in these type of play calls?
You know, just the RPO game in general is more of a, I would say it's more of a cat and mouse game with the quarterback. You know, my job in the RPO is pretty much, you know my keys and understand what I'm doing as a running back. And from that point, you know, the quarterback has the keys of the car. You know, if he wants to pull it and make that decision to throw the ball, then he does. And if he decides to give it, then at that point, once I realize I'm in complete control of the ball, then, you know, I do my job by running it. So, you know, it's pretty much all keyed in on the quarterback and his thought process and his decision.
Clyde, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Wanted to just ask you, when you look at the film of the Chargers, what are some of the things you see from their defensive line? What do you see as some of the challenges to this offensive line, especially on the younger side, that we're all the rookies? I mean, do you see some big challenges in this game?
Yeah, you know, the Chargers, they have a really talented D-line, really talented front seven, really. So, you know, it's going to present good opportunities for us, good challenges for us, and really it's just about playing with mentality. And we're excited to get out there and play this week.
Let's go next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Creed, we just talked to Clyde, and everybody understands what happens at the end of last week's game. I just wonder, from your perspective on the offensive line, how much do you guys want another opportunity to maybe close out a game, running the football, sort of putting that mentality on display, when maybe the opponent knows you got to run to run out the clock?
Yeah, you know, a ton. If you're an offensive lineman, you know, those are kind of the moments you live for, really just being able to impose your will in win the game, you know, on our backs. So, you know, we're hungry. We're ready for that opportunity again, whenever it comes.
All right. Do we have anything else for Creed, guys? Yep. There we go. Matt McMullen. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Creed. Just going into week three here, you guys have had a chance to really gel and be cohesive now as an offensive line in real games now against some pretty good pass rushes too. Just how have you guys feel your communication and your cohesion is going so far?
Yeah, I think we're gelling pretty quickly. You know, I think everybody's been on the same page for the most part. Everything's going well. It's just now really about cleaning up those little details, you know, just working on the little details, and that will really take our game to the next level. So we're excited. You know, we're hungry. We've had a good week of practice, and we're just ready to get back on the field.
All right, Creed. I think that's all we got for you. Off the hook easy today. Thank you, sir.